Stephen Fry in America. The recording of this book has been made possible by a donation from the family of Jean Plato, in celebration of the pleasure she has had from talking books over many years.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. I was so nearly an American. It was that close. In the mid-1950s, my father was offered a job at Princeton University. Something to do with the emerging science of semiconductors. One of the reasons he turned it down was that he didn't think he liked the idea of his children growing up as Americans. I was born, therefore, not in NJ, but in NW3. I was 10 when my mother made me a present of this momentous information. The very second she did so, Steve was born. Steve looked exactly like me, same height, weight, and hair color. In fact, until we opened our mouths, it was almost impossible to distinguish one from the other. Steve's voice had the clear, penetrating, high-up-in-the-head twang of American. He called Mummy Mom. He used words like swell, cute, and darn. There were detectable differences in behavior, too. He spread jam, which he called jelly, on his smooth, not crunchy, peanut butter sandwiches. He wore jeans, T-shirts, and basketball sneakers, rather than grey shorts, AirTech shirts, and black plimsolls.